This is Dr. Tamara Sheffield with Healing for Life. Utah's distinctive seasons bring us and our kids many opportunities to play outside in its beautiful landscape, but there's also an inherent risk from outdoor activities. During the last 2 years, Intermountain Healthcare hospitals have seen an increase in serious sledding injuries. In 2021, sledding injuries treated at Intermountain Primary Children's Hospital doubled from the previous year. None of the children treated at Primary Children's with traumatic injury while sledding in 2020 or 2021 were wearing helmets, which may have made a difference in the severity of many of those injuries. Jessica Strong, Community Health Manager at Primary Children's, said, "Head, neck, and abdominal injuries are common for kids taking part in winter activities. If it's sledding or skiing or snowboarding, wearing a helmet is a vital part of keeping kids safe and can help avoid serious injuries. Wearing a helmet is just the first step in preventing serious sledding injuries. Parents also need to be aware of obstacles in sledding areas, especially if the area has a low snowpack. These include rocks or branches that could be hidden under the snow and cause injuries to children as they ride down the hill." Strong also advised that parents choose hills that are away from busy roads and trees. There should be a safe stopping spot at the bottom of the hill with plenty of space to get out of the way of other riders. While wearing a helmet and using precautions may not prevent every injury, experts say helmet use can significantly reduce the number of head injuries that could occur during a sledding accident. I'm Dr. Tamara Sheffield with Intermountain Healthcare, and this has been Healing for Life on KSL News Radio.